Speaking of MRD, I see in clinical cancer research, again, just a couple months ago, you and Ken Anderson had a paper, The Role of Minimal Residual Disease Testing in Myeloma and Drug Development, Current Value and Future Applications. Can you go through, again, where we are today with MRD testing in myeloma?
I think MRD testing is kind of the other frontier, I think. So one end, you have the smoldering, can we intervene early and cure the disease? On the other end of the spectrum is the patients who have active myeloma. Can we get them to a deep enough response that maybe this would mean cure in a small proportion of patients and also could be a surrogate endpoint for clinical trials? So the way I look at MRD testing, it's become mainstream in myeloma for two reasons. One, the techniques have really evolved. So you have flow cytometric assays that can detect, you know, 1 in a million cell. We have next-generation sequencing approach, which can detect 1 in a million cell. So clearly, we have reached an area where the sensitivity is no longer a big issue. And we also know that imaging studies can complement these bone marrow examinations. Now, when I look at the minimal residual disease testing, I look at it from a two standpoint, or two major benefits for doing that testing. One is, can we use it as a surrogate endpoint in clinical trials? Now, the progression-free survival and overall survival in myeloma is 5-6 years and counting. So we cannot do clinical trials in a fast manner like what we used to do before. So if we can show that the MRD negative status is a surrogate for better outcome, we could call the results of these clinical trials much earlier and we can get drugs approved much faster. But the more important thing in the clinic is, what do we do with the testing? Are we going to act upon it? If somebody's MRD positive, we're going to change therapy. If somebody's MRD negative, are we going to stop therapy? So that is what we don't have information on currently. So we are now designing clinical trials where we would take patients after a defined duration of therapy, do MRD testing, and if they are negative, maybe consider stopping them, or if they are positive, maybe intensifying the therapy in a randomized fashion so that we know exactly what to do with the test result.
So a question that we ask investigators all the time is, part A, are you using MRD testing kind of to manage patients outside a trial setting? And part B is, do you think general oncologists ought to be using MRD testing outside a trial setting?
So at this point, I don't use the MRD test outside of the clinical setting, and I would not recommend anybody for doing MRD testing routinely in everyone, but maybe use it more in the context of clinical trials. Now, the only area where I would actually have maybe a caveat to this whole concept are the people with high-risk disease. Now, what we know from multiple trials, especially the Spanish trial, people who have high-risk disease, who are not MRD negative, their outcomes tend to be very bad. So that may be a setting where I might even think about doing MRD testing outside of a clinical trial, purely from, again, knowing what is the prognosis of this patient with high-risk disease after therapy. You know, somebody who's gotten injection therapy and transplant, now they are still MRD positive, then we have to be very carefully watching these patients or maybe even continuing the maintenance or triplet therapy maintenance for a longer period of time.
Your hesitation about using MRD testing outside a trial setting right now, is that mainly because we don't know what it means in terms of what to do, or are you concerned about the assays themselves in terms of, you know, delivering accurate information?
I'm not that concerned about the assay itself. I think the assays are reproducible and they're fairly robust. The issue is we don't know. There are patients who actually get a partial response and then go for 10 years without any problems. So we don't know necessarily that every patient with MRD positive result needs to be acted upon. You know, we know that all these patients had MGUS before, so maybe all we have done with treatment is get them back to a MGUS phase. So they may still have clonal cells, but they're not really malignant in the true sense. These patients might go for years without anything happening.